This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Croatian counterpart Andrei Plenković held delegation-level talks in Zagreb this evening. In the presence of both leaders, India and Croatia signed four memorandums of understandings, marking a significant step forward in bilateral ties during the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The first MOU focuses on cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. The second is a general framework agreement for cooperation for the years 2026-2030. The third MOU outlines a program of cooperation in science and technology between the Ministry of Science, Education and Youth of Croatia and India's Ministry of Science and Technology for the period 2025-29. The fourth agreement, signed between the Indian Council of Cultural Relations, ICCR, and the University of Zagreb, establishes an ICCR chair of Hindi at the university. Following the delegation-level talks in Banski Dvori, both leaders issued a joint press statement. Prime Minister Modi emphasized shared global concerns and outlined key areas for deepening bilateral cooperation between India and Croatia. He underscored the importance of peaceful conflict resolution, stating whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. Dialogue and diplomacy are the only viable paths forward. He also stressed the importance of respecting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all nations.
Bharat, Croatia, Loktantra, rule of law, pluralism aur equality jaise saajha mulyon se jude hain. Ye sukhad sahyog hai ki pichle varsh Bharat ke logon ne mujhe aur Croatia ke logon ne Pradhan Mantri Andrei ji ko lagatar teesri baar seva karne ka avsar diya hai. इस जनविश्वास के साथ हमने अपने तीसरे कार्यकाल में अपने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को तीन गुना गति देने का निर्णय लिया है.
The two leaders agreed to expand bilateral trade and build reliable supply chains. Prime Minister Modi announced enhanced cooperation in a range of areas, including pharmaceuticals, agriculture, information technology, clean and digital technologies, renewable energy and semiconductors. In the defense sector, both countries will formulate a long-term defense cooperation plan focusing on joint training, military exchanges and collaboration between their defense industries. The Election Commission has decided to fast-track electors' photo identity card, IPCs, delivered to the electors. Now the electors will get EPICs within 15 days of update in the electoral rolls. The Commission has introduced a new standard operating procedure enabling the faster delivery of IPICs, including new enrollment of an elector or change in any particulars of an existing elector. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that fintech market is projected to grow to over $400 billion by 2028-29. She pointed out that the scale of opportunity is immense, expressing hope that the fintech revolution in the country will flourish in the coming years. Addressing the Digital Payments Award 2025 ceremony in New Delhi today, the finance minister said Indian fintech innovations have the potential to become global public goods that can benefit other emerging and developed economies. She said this will open new markets for Indian firms. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on the centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. Israel's defense minister Katz claimed that Israeli jets destroyed the Iranian regime's internal security headquarters. Israeli military spokesperson Effie Defrin has said that the IDF hit 1,100 targets in Iran since the conflict has begun. Desi Un animation film by Suresh Ariyath has brought international acclaim to Indian animation by winning the jury award for best commissioned film at Annecy International